Podcast Ranger.
Welcome to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. For once, Lane isn't here.
Right.
And apparently he took Gar with him.
Bastard.
Because he needed someone to carry his luggage.
Right? Intern caster's good for that sort of
thing.
There
you go.
He's intern caster.
He's not here to get you your beer, so now he's just carrying Lane's bags.
Hey, I tell him to get me my liquor, thank you.
Whatever.
Get my
gar. I don't drink. I can't tell
get
the difference.
Get my gar-based catchphrase
and if you,
right.
And if you haven't noticed, his liquor's already on the table, so let's do this.
Oh, please.
Appropriate for what we're talking about in tonight's Cast Ranger episode.
Yeah.
But first, we have the news to do's. So
it's
let's
time to do the news.
In yes. The nude.
Oh, well.
You weren't supposed to call attention to it. No!
Right.
Just rest in testicles everywhere. I swear to God, this room's halfway smudged by
it's
now.
It's like an elephant stampede.
Okay. All right.
A tiny, tiny house elephant stampede.
Moving on from the balls.
The house hippo.
It's the cousin.
No one in the States is going to get that.
I know. Don't tell anyone!
Don't tell anyone, fellow Canucks.
Okay.
If an American finds out about the house hippo and believes in it, they'll all simultaneously die. Canadians, make sure they think it's bullshit. The house hippos are cute, man.
Anyways.
Lint nests.
Moving on.
Oh, jinxies.
Save the goddamn house hippos. Hashtag house hippo. Bye.
The bit is over. Moving on.
No.
Okay, so, not exactly Toka-related, but there was a recent movie announcement, something called Shukats, which is a movie coming up that features a lot of Kamen Rider actors.
As they do.
So, if you're interested in seeing Tokusatsu actors in other things, as we are often wont to do, Kimito Totani, who played Kamen Rider Gien, Shu Watanabe, who played Kamen Rider Oz, Dori Sakurada, who played Kamen Rider New Deno, Ryusei Yokohama, who played Tokyu Yongo, and Mika Hiji, who played Kaoru Mitsuki in Garo, are apparently appearing in a four-part movie called Shukats, which translates to Job Hunting. The story is about five students who face an unusual interview.
Say that again?
Say which part again?
The synopsis of the movie? The description of the movie?
The story is about five students who face an unusual interview.
So it's the fan film Teenagers with Attitude.
Ouch.
Oh! With a Ouch. Better cast!
So
hateable.
Oh.
How dare either of you?
Oh, come on, it was right there. That was low hanging fruit.
Punching someone nuts.
I'll no. punch Ow. You in the low hanging fruit. You low hanging fruit? No. No, I'm just kidding. He's not actually.
It saw the job interview.
Yeah, look at these screenshots!
Yeah,
Jesus!
Absolutely.
Is that the Slender Man?
I hope so.
It's Slender Man. It meets the guy from Saw.
Can we please have a Japanese Slender Man movie?
Oh, Jesus. That shot of Dori Sakurada is super creepy.
They're all creepy. Look at all these. Oh, my God. That looks like the DVD cover for a gay porno.
Starring zombies.
So, apparently, this four-part movie premieres December 20th.
God, it's like
go see it.
It's like the Japanese adapted Auto or Up with Dead People.
Huh. What do you think is going to do better at the box office, this or Star Wars?
Well, yes.
I'm voting for this.
I'm voting Star Wars just because yes.
Based
Star
off track records.
A remake of Auto or Up with Dead People. It's zombie porn.
Okay.
Anyways.
Up and up them.
Up and up them. Moving on. We got a bit of news regarding the Da Vinci Ganma in the Genesis movie. More particularly, his voice actor, Kendo Kobayashi, a Japanese comedian slash actor who also was in the 2010 movie Ghost Rider Hotel.
Whoa.
And the 2009 live-action
oh,
Yatterman
hey, that,
movie.
That's a little better, yeah.
I was like, I knew you'd know that.
Yeah.
Yatterman.
Okay,
cool.
So this is the guy playing the Da Vinci Ganma. Jesus, this monster is
a
mess.
Oh my god, I just
the
realized
face
the design.
On my chest is only a decoration.
Well, that's supposed to be the Mona Lisa, I think.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
the hands.
It's the Vitruvian Man going on.
And that's
there.
An or and his head is supposed to be an ornithopter, like
his, yeah, like
yeah,
his
like
a flying
machine.
I don't like. I mean, if you're going with the theme, go for it. I guess.
It's such a fabulous beard, though.
Well, Da Vinci was gay.
No.
Is that why?
Keep pushing your luck, Sal, and they'll stab you in the neck.
He just, every so often, more often than not, with his interns, who are all male, but still... he dug the...
You're right, but fuck you!
Moving on.
Tendencies, man, tendencies.
I mean, it's not like he was an ancient Rome emperor.
So, no. I know this makes Lane real happy, but...
Oh, or Sophocles. No, that was like part of culture back then, man.
So, anyway.
So, another announcement for the Kamen Rider Chaser film. Apparently, it's going to cameo Excel. Which is funny because we have two vehicle. There's a shot of Drive and Excel standing next to
two
each other.
Two red vehicle-themed riders.
Both,
yeah.
Both written by Riku Sanjo.
Fair point.
What the hell is that?
What?
The rider on the right. What is around his neck?
That's Excel. He turns
into a motorcycle.
He's his own bike. Haven't seen Excel? Oh, I got a clip to show you later.
He's actually not that bad.
I know it.
Meanwhile, in one of these pictures, some chick is about to show someone their tits.
Yeah, really, what the hell, man? Like,
that was my next point. The film features the appearance of Roidmute 051, played by Mami Yamasaki, who was in Bokenger as someone. The article doesn't say who she played.
Probably a minor character.
I think it might have been one of the Bokengers. But whatever, someone will know.
In this picture, it looks like she had a bypass surgery, and that's her scar.
Yeah, like... What the fuck is going on here?
I guess that's a necklace, or, like...
But it's not even connected to her actual necklace!
She's a droid mute. She's probably just got a scar from when Chase killed her.
I don't know.
Oh, that's like a zipper to, like, get in at the parts.
So that's what the zipper's on the monster, too.
Wait. Hold up. This movie is being written by the same guy as Drive, but it's being directed by the Gaim director.
Hidenori Ishida, yeah.
Cool.
So, that movie's going to be fucking awesome.
Probably neat, yes.
It's
going
to be good.
Set for a April 20th release on Blu-ray and DVD.
So, wait. This guy would turn into his bike.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We're going to pause. We're going to pause, and I'm going to show Cell Kamen Rider XL.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You don't need to right now, dude.
I'm doing this.
How long is this going to be?
It's just a quick flip.
Okay.
As long as the clip comes up.
If you can't find it, don't keep looking. We'll just go back to it.
I'll just show you what the toy looks like and bite one.
Toy's not so bad.
Oh, God.
You saw it.
He can grab.
Yeah, that's what that's for.
You guys ever heard of a movie called Hot Rod? Not the one you're thinking of. The one that would have starred Michael Jackson.
His backside. Okay, and so... Ready for the...
Okay, dude, I get it.
Okay, we get it. Fine.
Okay. So yeah, Chaser movie, April 20th, looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Next, we got some more looks at New Form for Ghost.
Nice!
Specifically, Benkei Damashii. And it looks like a Viking. I have no idea who Benkei is or what his deal is, but this looks like a Viking.
A Japanese warrior.
Okay.
Not a Viking.
I thought so. But apparently, Benkei... along with Kamehameha form, Damashii, which we saw a while back as well, are apparently exclusive to the Gundam Rising video game, if what we're reading is right.
Whoops.
So that was interesting to find out.
Way to screw my excitement.
Yeah.
How many Dragon Ball jokes could they have made?
Oh, with Kamehameha?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Enough.
Watch
no,
his...
No. The King Kamehameha in
Danma.
No, it's going to be played by Nozawa Masuda. Just that.
Wouldn't that just be perfect? If the Kamehameha Danma was voiced by Goku?
That would be as
slash Gilmon.
Yep.
it's got like some sort of dinosaur features for some reason.
For some reason.
Anyways.
Which one's the Benkei one?
The one in the white snow Viking looking thing.
Okay,
now this next one, I'm not sure if this is true, but this is the rumor going around. Apparently, I can't even remember if we talked about this last week.
We mentioned that they might.
Yeah, so they're saying Netflix is airing Power Rangers Shuriken, which is the American adaptation of Ninja. Apparently, the series will air for 32 episodes. So, we're waiting to hear if that's confirmed, I think.
Honestly, I think it's a good move to do this on Netflix. Just because we'll be able to, like, people will be able to watch it. The fact is, you know, kids are watching more Netflix these days anyway. And you never know, like, Netflix is so big, they might even get a bit of a, you know, money boost.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, I feel like it's like, because Power Rangers is currently airing on Nickelodeon. I feel like it's like a Legend of Korra situation, where they realize we'll be getting more, people will be watching it more online rather than on TV.
Yeah. The times, they are changing. Mm-hmm. So, we'll see what happens with that. We got the final casting call for the upcoming 2017 Lionsgate Power Rangers film. We now know who's playing all five Rangers. The last one to be announced is the Yellow Ranger, apparently being played by singer-actress Becky Gomez.
So, a Latina woman.
Apparently.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, it's interesting to note that they haven't actually given these characters names yet. Just
actually
colored ranger.
Actually, that leads into my next story. They did confirm that apparently these characters are going to have the original names of the Power Rangers: Jason, Kimberly, Zach, Billy, and Trini.
Really? See, I find that interesting because they're gonna have they just won't mention it
because the races are different.
Yeah, like at the here's the thing: Becky Gomez, sure, she could play a person named Trini. I really doubt her full name is going to be Trini Kwan.
Probably not.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
Again, like, is the last name that important? I'm just interested in seeing what they're going to do.
Well,
I find it interesting that they are those names.
Yeah. For the record, they have only confirmed the first names.
Yes.
So maybe they'll change the last names. I don't know.
Are we really...
Do you know... Here's...
Other than Tommy, do we really know anyone else's... Like, Trina... Except for Trini and Tommy.
Kimberly Hart, Jason Lee Scott, I know they said Zach's at some point, but I can't remember it. Billy Cranston.
Yeah, named after Bryan Cranston. Not kidding, by the way, kids.
You know what? I'm going to look up Zach's, because that's the only one I can't
I was about to say, like, if all you say, oh, can we really name any of their last names? And Ichi's, like, dropping the mic on you.
Zach Taylor.
You come to me in my house.
Did you know that?
Zach Taylor. That was the only one I didn't know offhand.
Oh. Do you know what I find interesting?
I'm just saying, the casual Power Rangers.
No, you're right.
Even,
not a clue.
No.
I watched
Power Rangers. That was fair, but I knew them because I'm more of a Power Rangers.
Didn't you, like, just rewatch it, too, or something?
I did rewatch MMPR through Lost Galaxy 2 years ago.
You know, other than this, they haven't even said who's going to be playing Zordon, if Zordon's even in it. This is literally all the cast we have. Do you know what no one's ever brought up to at this point, though, whether or not they'll be in the movie? Mm-hmm. Bulk and Skull.
That's the thing. Wasn't there talk a while back about it being Key and Peele?
I heard that.
That was ages ago. That was a... they were announcing that as a possible casting.
It was in the same way Chloe Moretz was going to be Kimberly and Liam Neeson was going to be Zordon.
Yeah.
Well, I still hope
he appealed
to
Liam Neeson.
Oh, Liam Neeson as Zordon. You've already... Like, I mean...
You have sold that ticket. You have sold that ticket at least once to me.
Yeah, same.
Power Rangers, do any of you know where I can find my daughter?
Yeah.
That's like the plot.
Some trick cereal.
What was that? What was the name of the guy who was possibly Zordon's son?
Oh, the Phantom Ranger?
The Phantom Ranger. You know where my son, the Phantom Ranger, is.
He's on Altar. I have to find him.
Come on, Saban and Legendary. This is good plot right here.
Lionsgate
Legendary, basically.
Even though I'm on Earth, I need to find my son on Altar.
I'm ahead of the tube.
Actually, I'm Ra's al Ghul.
This is hilarious considering I'm wearing a shirt that is a reference to Taken. It's a picture of a blue shell from Mario Kart, and it says, I don't know who you are, but I will find you.
The first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
And I will destroy the Power Rangers.
That's Rita.
I don't know who you are, but I will morph you.
Liam Neeson is Rita Repulsa.
No, Lord Zedd!
No, Rita Repulsa.
No, Rita Repulsa.
In the suit. Like, not modified in any way.
I'm getting a migraine.
Photoshop his head over Rita.
Come on!
You know you have to.
Oh, I gotta write that down.
Anyway, we should
move on. Oh, my God.
Oh, I gotta write that down.
Those accursed Power Rangers. Finster, where's my daughter?
Let the record show, I just wrote down Liam Repulsa.
What was I gonna say?
Where are also the bodies?
No.
Magic wand. Make my monster grow.
I think we need to move on.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fun, though.
Jesus.
From the first Power Rangers to the last, they have confirmed that Power Rangers Dino Charge is getting a DVD release. Hooray.
Volume 1 DVD release.
Volume 1, episodes 1 to 4.
What?
For $15.
Oh, fuck you, Saban. I used to like you. Or whoever's in charge of this.
Saban.
Well, I don't know. Wouldn't Nickelodeon technically be in charge of, like,
isn't that, like, what they've been doing forever?
No, but see, they then did, like, only, like, not 4 episodes.
Sometimes it was 3 back in the day.
No, back in the day. I'm talking, like, the current DVDs of Power Rangers are surprisingly good.
You want to talk back in the day? I vividly remember walking into the store and seeing VHSs of the Green with Evil saga. 1 episode per tape.
Yep, yep.
I have a VHS with just Day of the Dumpster on it.
I'm just saying, I feel like we should be better than this, guys. Come
absolutely.
On. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Day of the Rumble Dumpster.
Well, consider how short of a series Dino Charge is, / will be. You know what I'm saying?
Dino Charge and Super Dino Charge, or whatever the fuck it's called, are the same show. Off with this, Saban.
Depending on your perspective. But yes, more than 4 episodes would be better. But whatever. Moving on!
Moving on.
This is something I know made Lane very happy.
Fucking God damn!
No,
you know what the worst part, about this is? We're going to be seeing this. Because he's going to get it.
Can you tell we're talking about something Tokuger related?
Especially if you're watching the video version and you already saw the picture!
Which is, I just hope there are people who are just listening to the audio version and just had to guess what we were talking about just based on your reactions.
By the way, gentlemen, that was rather simultaneous. Good job.
Yes.
Anyway, what is it?
So, this is the Tokuger Toku Resha SP set. A premium Bandai release that has just opened pre-orders. Apparently, this comes with the Tokyo Nanago Resha. But
because we needed that.
I'm like, what even is the point? If you put in the Apple Changer, it's still going to say Tokyo Rokugo.
It comes with a brand new Apple Changer!
No, it doesn't. It comes with the post-Resha, as seen in episode 42 of the show, where they send a letter into the village for their families. Hooray, because that was necessary. And it comes with 20 Legend Sentai Resha, which include Denjiman, Sun Vulcan, Goggle 5, Dynaman, Bioman, Changeman, Maskman, Liveman, Turbo Ranger, Five Man, Jetman, O-Ranger, Car Ranger, Mega Ranger, Gingaman, Goggle 5, Time Ranger, Magi Ranger, Bokenger, and Geki Ranger.
May I just point out that they completely skip Z-Ranger?
What the fuck?
Sons of bitches!
I was listening.
They put goddamn O-Ranger in there!
I just sat there and I'm listening to him list these off and I hear it skip past it and I'm just like, wait,
hold on, something's not right here.
Wow, you're right, I'm looking at these and yeah, they didn't include a Z-Ranger one. Maybe there already was one.
Maybe. Who knows?
You'd think that would be a priority.
Exactly. It's like one of those popular.
That might be a priority for us. It's not necessarily a priority
actually,
over there.
I was about to ask you, is Z-Ranger, like, I thought that was one of the more popular ones.
I think
Didn't Mighty Morphin get redubbed back in, maybe?
Yeah. No, right, that was the thing. Mighty Morphin actually got dubbed into Japanese and it was more popular.
Yeah,
than
I'm like, they know how important it is. There has to have been one already.
But it wasn't their version that was popular.
Same time.
I know.
Marketing's,
you know what
marketing.
I mean, though.
I know.
Interesting.
But apparently, this premium Bandai set costs 16,200 yen for a March 2016
like
release.
Like $200. Yay.
Yeah, in the realm of 200 for a bunch of trains.
Oh, wow! I could hear that 200 leaving Lane's wallet.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah,
he's just flying away like bye.
There it goes.
Fly. We'll see you. We'll be back again, maybe.
Anyways, moving on.
I'm actually curious to find out what sound the Nanago Resha produces in the Tokyo Changer.
It goes Pikachu.
Moving on. We got some images.
No, I know. No, before we move on, I know what sound it makes. Imagination!
God damn it.
Let the record state that Paul just whacked me.
I tried to, but then I restrained myself.
Let the record show that... Anyway. My client clearly restrained himself.
So, we got some official images of the upcoming red version of the Ichibanto that Superstar Ninja wields, which is apparently called the Strongest Ninja Toe Ninja Kikiyatsu Toe.
Woo!
Say toe again.
Toe!
Toe!
The Strongest Ninja Toe.
Yeah, I don't remember the rest of that.
Toe! Higashi!
For the Shuriken.
Oh my god. It's bullshit.
Fans. So, apparently this comes with the Ultimate Nin Shuriken, which I believe, according to what we read last week, I think, is the final form of the End Shuriken. And apparently the three buttons on it are slightly different. The modes are the Geki, which, when you activate it, does sounds for Gekiyatsu, because... Mm-hmm. Waza, as well as Hatsu, which means the departure. And I've seen a video review of this, and it has quote, it refers to Takaharu and Kinji by name, followed by quotes of theirs.
Uh-huh.
So I guess maybe Takaharu uses this as well. And as usual, it's compatible with the rest of the shurikens, because fuck it. The item costs 5378 yen and is set for November 7 release. So
looks like shit!
As of the day this goes up, it'll be out. So go get your red Ichibantos, because why not?
I don't want to.
It looks like something I'd buy at a dollar store.
It kind of has a color scheme, I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's the Chinese knockoff Ichibanto.
I was going to say, it looks like a shitty bootleg version.
So, but then the question is, will the bootleg version look better?
Ooh.
One of the questions that I've often asked myself is, should the Ichibanto from Ninja look any different and be red and shitty looking?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
Together.
Fearless reference. It's bootleg zones.
Okay.
Stop plugging other people.
I'm not.
Just explaining how much better he is than us.
Moving on.
You can't say that when they are actually better.
I know, right?
My favorite part of the shuriken is how it clearly has... It looks like an actual serrated saw blade.
Kinda. Moving on.
Yeah, alright, moving on.
Drinking game of this episode. How many times does Raven say moving on?
Well, we always say
every
that.
Every time.
We always say that. It's a thing. They announced SH figure arts for Kamen Rider Ghost,
neat,
including not only Ore Damashi, but Newton, Musashi, and Edison.
Oh, it's a pyramid of eyes.
And the funny part about this image that we're looking at is they have a shot of Spectre included here, but they've blurred him out as if they're trying to hide his identity.
My question is, why have they blurred out also those guys on the posters in the background?
Because they're Star Wars posters.
But they haven't blurred out one of them. And there's Bruce Lee there for some reason.
I don't know.
Is Bruce Lee in the new Star Wars?
And those are clearly posters of women's asses, so there were no theater.
Apparently this is just a hallway at the Tamashii Nations event.
And there's Shenron for some reason.
Holy yeah. Shit, look at that.
And there's a Dragon Ball.
This poster could be a whole podcast. Look at this thing.
Yeah. These giant icons are actually...
They're all for pornos!
This is legitimately bothering me now. Why are those three blotted out, but
no!
This one isn't?
Look! Oh, wait, no, it's a silhouette of a rider.
That's Spectre.
Yeah.
They blurred
him
out.
No, but look, it's a woman's... No, wait,
that's Star Wars! But yeah, like...
No, it's all just Bruce Lee.
No, the names are actually there. Mace Windu, Luke Skywalker, and whoever the fuck that one is. Tom Selleck, I don't fucking know.
Tom Selleck!
That's not a Star Wars poster, that last one.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell what that name says. Anthony, zoom in real close!
Oh god, it's pixelated!
I think that's Iron Man. Has that kind of... Yeah, it's Tony Stark. It says Tony Stark.
Oh, okay, yeah, Tony Stark.
So you're almost right. But not.
Yeah, and apparently the Ore Damashi figure probably comes with the Machine Ghost Striker. AKA the Horny Horsemobile.
Shh, it's a unicorn.
Yes, it is. And yeah, even though...
Unicorns aren't real.
Neither are ghosts.
Neither is Kamen Rider.
They're not?
Yeah, even though it was blurred above, this also confirms that Spectre gets his own SH figure, its figure, because like why
that,
not?
Like that was ever in question.
Exactly.
Whoop-de-doo.
What does it all mean, Basil?
God, that's just a reflex for you guys.
Jesus. Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Moving on.
Get! We got some images of a couple of the Ghost Gadgets, including, first off, the Cobra Mobile, literally a snake that transforms into a cell phone, which then opens up to become the blade of the sickle on the Gan-Gan hand.
In that order!
Literally.
I need to drink more.
I'm already there.
The best part is how it clearly looks like the Gan-Gan hand is just holding the snake in place to wield it.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. Although not actually, because there's the mechanism that it's attached to underneath, that's what's holding it there, not the actual hand. That's just there to look nice.
You know, this is the first weapon to at least have some semblance to the whole, like, ideology of death, you know, the scythe.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, guns are designed to kill people.
And the funny thing is, this is Tutankhamun Damashi's weapon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because, you know, that kind of, like, kind of looks like, you know, those things Pharaohs held.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's a little...
Pharaohs were well known to hold mobile phones.
This is actually good, man.
Not
turn that around.
Meant
not a, that was a good quip, though.
I don't think either of us would be anywhere near mad for that. Good call.
Next gadget we got to see is the Bat Clock, which is corresponds to the Billy the Kid Damashi.
Bat Clock.
I see the bat, but where's the clock? Oh, there's the clock.
There's the clock.
It's Coldsworth!
And then it also turns into a pistol.
Course.
And then it combines with the Gan-Gan saber to form some sort of rifle mode.
You know what that looks like? Go back to a pistol mode. Okay, you guys remember those toys they used to like give, like where like you shot out the flying discs?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what that looks like.
I want to buy one of those off eBay and like.
So the Birth Buster.
I want to buy one of those off eBay and have fucking disc fights.
You know that, or we polymerize this with Baby Dragon.
That or we should.
Time magic.
Oh God, man! When I was at Yomacon.
Yeah, tell that story.
There was a really awesome Time Wizard cosplay at Yomacon.
Please tell the whole story.
I didn't get it. I got him on video.
Though. Okay, good.
And no,
you got to give me that clip though.
Okay, no. I walked into the little Karibo panel and I set up my camera, so I do have this on video, ladies and gentlemen. It will be going up pretty soon.
Just pay attention to the Ixie Studios channel.
I know. Little Karibo saw him before anyone else was facing the door. But, you know, he pointed out, oh my god, Time Wizard, that's amazing. Turn around, there's this huge Time Wizard costume, he's kind of waddling down the middle of the aisle into this giant fucking costume. And as he's
boys and girls!
Yeah, and as he's waddling down, Little Karibo's like, wait, stop right there, hold on 1 second, I want to play something as you walk in. 5 seconds later, Little Creepo's holding his phone to the microphone. He's playing the John Cena theme. and the guy in the Time Wizard costume doesn't miss a fucking beat and walks and does the fucking John Cena intro.
I gotta see this.
it was fucking hilarious. And then right at the tail end of it, Little Creepo just starts dying. And he's like, wait, I just realized his time is now!
I hate John Cena jokes, but that was good.
This entire room just cracked up for like 5 minutes. It was...
F you.
Yeah.
You need an attitude adjustment.
So yeah, that's the Bat Clock.
Nowhere near as cool as Time Wizard.
As I said before, Bat Clock.
What you gonna do?
No. That clock.
God damn. Yeah, I know.
Bat Clock sounds like some stupid ass device that Adam West Batman would
wear. Everyone watch Metalocalypse, that's what
it's
you take
bat
from
clock.
This.
Yeah. What's it do? It tells time.
The Bat Clock, another Rider gadget that will look great on my desk next to the Condor phone.
It won't even work as a functional clock.
I don't give a shit.
Wouldn't that be cool if they did just add that function?
Yeah!
Though?
Right?
And just put a battery
it
in it.
It looks like it's got movable
fucking clock.
It looks like it's got movable hands on the clock face.
You could probably rig that up.
Probably.
Someone engineer that!
Someone do that. Take one of these toys and turn it into a functional clock.
Hey, I've seen some people do
using
some
toast.
Neat stuff.
Toast.
And a cup of tea.
And then you put them next to a candlestick and they'll become friends.
Oh, okay.
Next up.
That's a lovely breakfast.
Moving on, we got images of the next figures in the Ghost Change line for Robin Damashi and Billy the Kid Damashi.
These look cheap.
Well, they are. They're the gimmick line.
Oh, okay.
Both of these look like they...
They're designed for customizability, not for accuracy.
Both of these forms can lick my Sacagawea as long as we're talking about historical figures.
Well, Billy the Kid was real.
Yeah, I know. Robin Hood was... At least not in the context...
No, yeah, of Robin of Locksley, but still.
Yeah.
I like how they cheaped out on the Gangan sabers that
and
come with
made
these.
One color.
Just made them the same color as,
I
like,
hate
the
when
Dimashi.
Toys do that.
But that's not even the dumbest one, because the next one is for Kamen Rider Spectre, where they just straight up made his weapon solid black, even though it's supposed to be solid blue.
It is like, if you look at this picture quickly enough, it looks like Spectre is just slaying a guitar.
Yeah, kinda.
If you look at this... Yeah, and his guitar looks like a back scratcher.
Well,
back scratcher.
It's more a back scratcher than a guitar. It's not actually a guitar.
Back scratcher!
It's a, like, rod weapon slash shotgun slash scythe.
Yeah. This guy, fucking, no, for real. This guy looks like he's about to do a solo on I Am Ahab. Like, what is
slash
this?
Slash selfie stick.
Slash slash.
Well, technically he does attach a cell phone to the end of it, so kinda, yeah.
Guy, slash isn't real.
Fucking damn it. No, damn it, itchy.
What? Just the
confirming... Selfie stick. The fucking GoPro phone.
Yeah.
No.
The
cell phone attaches to the end of it, so kinda.
The hand is holding a cell phone.
Wait, did you actually just say a selfie stick isn't something that you'd attach a cell phone
to
the end?
No, that's exactly what it is, because he does attach a cell phone to the
end. I know that! That's why I said it's a goddamn selfie stick!
There we go.
These are weird.
Ichi was the one that said phones do go to selfie
stick. He was saying yes, because he just realized what you meant.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Moving on, because fuck.
Also included in this images, you can see that Spectre can use Ghost Dimashi.
According to the gimmick line, anyway.
Yeah. Which means the horns don't mean shit, like I talked about before. Anyways, the Spectre figure is set for a November 7th release, 3456 yen. I probably didn't mention the Robin and Billy the Kid pricing and release date, but you don't
That's
care.
That's fucking doesn't matter.
Next in the toy line reveals... DN Renewal and Gatak Renewal.
Yep.
Can you imagine?
Okay, fuck the DN one, move down to the Gatak.
Hold on for a second, I just want to point out that the Dimashi Nation's event people posed DN in the most awesome way, just having like
say.
Sitting on a rail, like above the ground level, it's pretty cool.
It looks like he's posing for a manga cover.
Yeah. But yeah, Gatak and DN in the Renewal line.
Gatak comes with the bike.
You ever notice how in manga and anime they're always like just sitting in high places?
Previously released SH figure arts with better sculpts to better resemble their appearance in the show. Also unveiled alongside these figures are the Kabuto Extender and Gatak Extender, aka their bikes. No price or release dates for these announced, but they will probably be out in 2016.
Neat.
Neato. Next on the toy line, SIC Kamen Rider Drive. Jesus Christ. He's halfway to Machine Chaser. Look at this.
Yeah. Ironically, I was about to say this looks like if he had just shouted Beast Mode.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, you probably said it last week, but I was at Yomicon. Fucking SIC Gaim figure.
Oh yeah, we did mention those.
All four
of them.
That thing looks wonderful.
All four of them look great.
I want to buy it just to set it up in that fucking armor.
The Seiza pose?
Yeah, the fucking Japanese armor display.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
I want that, just for that pose. Jesus.
But yeah, this SIC Drive figure actually looks really cool. No information on price or release date for that, but it's a thing that's happening. Next. A new Ranger Key set, specifically Metal Heroes.
Woo!
Premium. I love this tagline. Premium Bandai has just revealed their latest Ranger Key set that will make you and some Metal Hero fans scream, "No more, please!"
God.
Contains main heroes from Gavan all the way to Blue SWAT, thus completing the Metal Hero set that came from the previous set that coincided with the Superhero Tyson Z movie.
That was the one that had, like, the ones Beetleborgs were based off of, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
One of these looks like fucking old Batman. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Some days you just can't get rid of
them. And look, there's one of the VR Troopers.
I was going to say Captain Planet.
I'm pretty sure all the VR Troopers are in this set.
We are VR troopers.
And I guess that's Gavan, Sharyman, and Scheider, maybe? I don't know the Metal Heroes like that well. There's Gavan Type G in the bottom there, I know that one.
No one remembers Metal
Heroes. Oh, look, there's a list here. Comes with the main guys of the Combat Suit Saga, namely Gavan, Gavan Type G, Sharyman, Scheider, Jaspian, Spielvan, Metalder, Windspectre Fire, and Soulbrain, Soulbraver, and Blue Swats Show. No info.
I swear they're just making up words.
I know, right? No info if B Robo Kabutak and Mighty Detective Robotak will be included in the set. This Ranger Key set is to be released in February with an intergalactic price of 13,500 yen. 135 plus customs and retail for 10 keys that very few people will actually know.
So you know we're going to see it in this house eventually.
You know what? I don't even think Lan will buy this.
You don't even have the frigging morpher anymore.
Yeah.
I was talking about Gar.
Who knows?
Moving on.
And last news story, something we may have mentioned last week, but it was still in my news feed, so this might be a repeat, but they announced that there is a Kamen Rider Ghost game coming to the 3DS. It will be exclusively available via the eShop this winter. We don't have many details right now. Pardon?
The graphics are going to be terrible.
Probably.
Well,
eShop only.
Seeing as recent Rider games on portables have had that look from the Rider Generation games, it'll probably look like that, seeing as the Ninja game is going to.
2D scroller.
The sprites with the connected yet seemingly disjointed limbs. You know that style.
Yeah, yeah, like the Beautiful Joe style.
Kinda.
And again, if they did do that, yeah, this kind of game works. Like, these kind of games work best as like beat 'em up side scrollers.
Yeah.
Maybe with some mode changes.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it for news this week. I hope everyone had a good time.
Totes.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you on the Cast Ranger Show proper.